begin with a prayer. I'm going to ask our clerk for the Congress to render a prayer this morning.
Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this fall weather and for this time to rejuvenate our land. Lord, I just ask that your presence would be among us today. I ask, Father, that you would give us the wisdom that is needed to make the decisions that are in the best interest of this body, of this government, and of this nation as a whole. Father, I pray that you would just help us to hear your voice while making the decisions that you would have us make. I pray that our differences and the divisiveness that has been among us throughout this session, I pray that it would just all come to a cease, and that we would keep our focus on you and what is truly in the best interest of this nation. Lord, I just praise you and I thank you for all that you've done. I pray, Father, that you would bless the people of this nation, the people of this body, our families, our children, our elders. I ask that you would bless the military that is defending our country and all the rights that we have. And Lord, I just pray that you would just give us a gracious gratitude, that we would look at everything with thanksgiving and know that we have nothing without you. Yeah. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, Madam Clerk. A roll call, please, for our presence.
Congresswoman Buckingham, present. Congresswoman Edwards, present. Congressman Hamilton.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Selman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Mason.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redhorn.
Present.
Clear that we do have a quorum. Members of Congress, we have two journals to approve. We'll first look at the 16th day, September 23rd journal. Giving you time to look at that journal, please. Located, is that right? Yes, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Yes. Yes. You're on the September 23rd journal. Congressman Walker.
Page 2, the top, it says approval of the journal. That looks out of place.
So noted, our clerk is responding that it is okay. Could you explain to us what you see and what we don't see?
It's in the same order. It's just at the top of the page. So.
I think it's because we haven't had members absent. We had two members absent that day, so
okay.
It moved it down.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
No, I was just passing a note.
Sorry.
Congresswoman
Congressman Hamilton.
Page 6, under the third reading, it shows a vote was taken with 12 yeas. Should reflect 10.
Thank you, Congressman Hamilton. So noted and corrected. Congresswoman Bucklehead.
So we don't list the names of those absent when we're suspending rules and making motions?
Congresswoman Bucklehead.
Motion to approve the general for September 23rd as amended.
Motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. Yeses have it. Moving on to the journal for September 26th, 18th day, giving you time for review of a full journal. Congressman Hamilton.
On page 2, in regards to ONCA 1620, it lists second speaker Hamilton advanced ONCA 1620, the general order they run.
Thank you. It's noted and corrected. Congresswoman Whitehall.
On page 4, motion to suspend the rules and advance 84, 87, 88, 90, 93, and 119 to general order day 1 passed. And then on page 5, then that same motion is made again, motion to suspend and put on general order day 1. Is that correct?
So noted and corrected. Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm noticing on the agenda that under General Order Day 2, an amendment was proposed that, let me get to the beginning of it, ONCA 1677 did not have any amendments to it. Neither did ONCA 1680, nor 16102, 16119, 16124. I believe those were moved on by the speaker to third reading after engrossment. The journal does not reflect that anywhere.
We'll make that correction.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I
Congresswoman Pratt.
Motion to approve the journal for September 26, 2014, as amended.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
And I have a second. Discussion, hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. The journal is approved. Congresswoman Edwards.
I am looking for copies of the following committee reports. ONCA 1694, ONCA 1688, and ONCA 1692. I often share my committee reports with Congressman Hamilton, and he doesn't have those either. So can I please request a copy of those? Actually, I'm not sure if I have any of these for this. You guys all have yours?
What numbers?
92, 88, 94. Mine at my desk here.
They're being printed as we speak. Thank you. And once again, I'd like to say to acknowledge our clerk of one for her work and due diligence to get all this paperwork for us. And please be patient, understanding with her. She stayed late last night. She went to work at 6 a.m. this morning to get things ready for us. So, congratulations and support to our clerk. And she could not do it without Elaine. Thank you, Elaine, who's not there. She's working.
Perfect.
I have 94. Do you want to hand her this 94?
Thank
you. I have 88 and 92.
Officially, we're on a congressional pause until we get our work done and offer the printer and back to you. Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm going to try to make sure that all these pages and lines are accurate so that you don't get too engrossed and you can't figure out what's happening. So I would indulge the Congress's patience a little bit to make sure those are right. If they aren't, I've got to do an amendment to the amendment, which I have right here, but it's going to take a minute. It might take a minute. All the time.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards, you have the information now you need in hand?
Paper.
Moving on. Number four, reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report out? Hearing none. Item five on our agenda is reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report out? Item six, introductions of bills or resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be presented at this time? Moving forward, item seven, bills and resolutions on first reading referencing ONCR 16-44, Congresswoman Bufflehead.
I
you, Speaker. ONCR 1644 is a resolution to support submission of an economic development and minerals program grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93638.
Thank you. ONCR 1644 is assigned to Commerce. Moving on to General Order, Day 1, Second Reading, referencing ONCA 1678, Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 1678, an act to prohibit burning without a permit, to prohibit burning on designated fire danger days, and to establish penalties for violation. Thank you.
Item B, ONCA 1679. Without objection, I will read from here. An act to acknowledge, recognize, and reward Osage students who have earned the status of academic achievement and excellence grade 7 through 11, 2016-17 academic year by supporting and rewarding their participation in summer 2017 academic camps for higher achievers through this one-time pilot program sponsored by myself. Moving on to item C, referencing ONCA 16100, Congresswoman Edwards.
ONCA 16100 is an act to repeal and replace the Osage Nation Workforce Pay for Performance Act with the Merit-Based Employment System Act and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Referencing ONCA 16111, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, I'm reading in ONCA 16111, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Blue Stem Ranch LLC in the amount of $1 million and to provide an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Referencing ONCR 1642, my correction, ONCR 1642, sponsored by Congressman Tilden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. ONCR 1642, a resolution to state the intended purpose of Blue Stem Ranch LLC to support the Blue Stem Ranch LLC's board's management of the entire Blue Stem Ranch as initially supported and championed to the Osage Nation Congress by Principal Chief Standing Bear.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1678, ONCA 1679, ONCA 16100, ONCA 16111, ONCR 1642 at the bottom of General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Second. And a second. Discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? The yeses have it. Moving on to item 8, General Order Day 2, amendments may be proposed. Referencing ONCA 1683, an act to remove the safe harbor of elected officials and employees of the Osage Nation who act in reliance on the opinions of the Attorney General and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, ONCA 1683 is moved to third reading after engrossment. Referencing ONCA 1694, an act to provide an appropriation to the Language and Cultural Resources Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $4,201,585 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsored by Congressman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be made at this time? Congresswoman Edwards.
Section 1A101.
And a second. Are there any other amendments to be proposed to 1694? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 2, line 53, insert Section 5. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes the expenditure of salaries, wages, and benefits to pay current compensation of all existing employees as of the effective date of this act.
And have a second. Any other amendments to be made to ONCA 1694? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 2, line 68, insert Section 7, severability clause. If any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstance is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such provision shall be of no force and effect, but the remainder of the act shall continue in full force and effect.
Second. The second. Any other amendments to ONCA 1694? Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards, you need your amendments. Moving forward, referencing ONCA 16107, an act to establish the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund and to provide an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congressman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be made at this time? Congressman Shaw.
Mr. Speaker, this is an amendment proposed to ONCA 16107. Page 2, line 46, strike the word carryover and insert the word unobligated.
Second.
And a second. Are there any other amendments to ONCA 16107? Thank you. Moving forward, ONCA 16112, an act to require all donations made on behalf of the Osage Nation to be funded, administered, and awarded by the Osage Nation Foundation, sponsored by Congresswoman Buffalo Head. Are there any amendments to be made at this time? Hearing none, ONCA 16112 is moved to third reading after engrossment. Referencing ONCA 16115, that's 16115, an act to authorize and appropriate $299,000 for the payment of base pay and special adjustments in accordance with the merit system of employment, to direct Human Resources Department to administer and direct the awards in accordance with the merit system of employment, and to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed by ONCA 16115? Congresswoman Edwards.
Throughout the bill, strike $299,000 and insert $358,304. Page 2, line 39, insert $58,305, parentheses, tribal, parentheses, reallocated, close parentheses.
Second.
And I have a second. Are there any other amendments to be made to ONCA 16115? Moving forward, ONCA 16116, an act to appropriate $358,500 to the Human Resources Department for the payment of performance recognition bonuses based on merit, and to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be made at this time? Congresswoman Edwards.
Throughout the bill, strike $358,500 and insert $428,408. Page 1, line 29, insert $58,305, tribal, parentheses, reallocated, close parentheses.
Second.
And I have a second. Are there any other amendments to be made to ONCA 16116? Thank you. Referencing now ONCA 16120, an act to require the legislature to fix and authorize the salary and expenses allowances for elected officials, executive staff appointees, exempt appointed officials, and appointed employees, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be made for ONCA 16-120? Hearing none, ONCA 16-120 is moved to third reading after engrossment. Referencing ONCR 1635, a resolution to require proof of tribal enrollment for artisans who claim Osage affiliation, sponsored by Congresswoman Buffalo Head. Are there any amendments to be made to ONCR 1635? Hearing none, ONCR 1635 is moved to third reading after engrossment. Now we're going into 1678. Referencing ONCA 1678, an act to prohibit burning without a permit, to prohibit burning on designated fire danger days, and to establish penalties for violation, sponsored by Congresswoman Pratt. Are there any amendments to be made at this time? Hearing none, ONCA 1678 is moved to third reading after engrossment. Referencing ONCA 1679, an act to acknowledge, recognize, and reward Osage students who have earned the status of academic achievement and excellence grade 7 through 11, 2016-17 academic year by supporting and rewarding their participation in summer 2017 academic camps for higher achievers through this one-time pilot program, sponsored by myself. Any amendments to be made at this time? Hearing none, ONCA 1679 is referred to third reading after engrossment. Referencing ONCA 16-100, an act to repeal and replace the Osage Nation Workforce Pay for Performance Act with the Merit-Based Employment System Act, and to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be made at this time to ONCA 16-100? Hearing none, ONCA 16-100 is referred to third reading after engrossment. Referencing ONCA 16-111, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Blue Stem Ranch, LLC, in the amount of $1 million, and to provide an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be made to ONCA 16-111? Congressman Supernaw.
I have an amendment, but I need to recess time to write it, because this was fast-forwarded, and I didn't have it ready.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Chair would entertain a recess for 15?
No, it was 5 minutes.
For 10 minutes. 10 minute recess without objection. We're in recess for 10 minutes.